Now, you know, I love some Stevie, right? If you listen to the show at all over the last year plus, you know I love me some Stevie Wonder. So I was going to play Stevie no matter what, but happy to play him as I get ready to talk a little bit about the Black History Month. As we keep that on our radar, I know there have been plenty of things out there so far, the first week and throughout the month. There's a number of activities around. You can learn a lot. It's a good time for all of us to expand our knowledge base, expand our perspective, understand that things have not been the same for everybody, understand that other people's life experiences have most likely been much different than some of ours if we're Caucasian and have light skin. I think those things are really important. But I wanted to, since this is a local show and called Let's Get Local, I wanted to take a quick look at some Wisconsinites here that have done some big things over the history that have been really influential, who are from Wisconsin, and important Black representatives and leaders who have helped propel things forward and get us to at least a better place and made some advancements. So I'm going to a resource from some of my old stomping grounds, which was Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Volume 1, a great magazine up there, had a nice article that talked about five Black Wisconsinites whose names you should know as we celebrate some Black History Month by meeting some Badger State greats, they call it. And I'm going to go over the list of five, give you a little bit of information. Maybe you have heard these names already. Maybe you knew what they were all about and what some of their contributions were. But we'll go through that. I think it's important too, and we're going to spend the time doing it. Number one on the list is Vel Phillips. Now, you should know that name if you don't. V-E-L Phillips. She was a Milwaukee resident, the first woman to graduate from the University of Wisconsin Law School in 1951. Think about that. The first woman. And she did that as a Black woman in Wisconsin, 1951. That's blazing some trails right there alone. But of course, Vel Phillips did a lot more than that. She became the first woman and first African American elected to the Milwaukee Common Council in 1956 and used that role to fight against discrimination and to push for fair housing, which that battle continues, but she made some big advancements. In 1971, she became the first Black woman to be a female judge in Wisconsin, and she continued to break some ground. Just look at all these barriers that had to be broken through. 1978, Wisconsin voters elected her Secretary of State, making her the first Black woman elected to a statewide office in the whole country. Not just our state, in the whole country. Vel Phillips. She died in 2018 at the age of 94. And there's a great PBS documentary about her as well that came out in 2015. Number two on the Volume 1, again, credit to Volume 1 magazine out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, for famous Black Wisconsinites, is Ezekiel Gillespie. This, we're going back further for him. He was born into slavery in Tennessee in 1818, bought his own freedom and traveled north, settling in Milwaukee in 1854. He soon became a leader in the city's African-American population and a conductor on the Underground Railroad. After the Civil War, he tried to register to vote but was denied because of his race. His challenge reached the Wisconsin Supreme Court. He challenged that, which ruled in 1866 that Black men could vote in the state, a right that wasn't enshrined in the U.S. Constitution until 1870. So, in our state, Ezekiel Gillespie pushed for the right to vote, won it with the Wisconsin Supreme Court in 1866, 4 years before the country got on board with that. Number three was Hank Aaron. Hammer and Hank played for the Eau Claire Bears. You know the ground that he broke in Major League Baseball. But he started his first minor league baseball season was in Eau Claire, Wisconsin with the Eau Claire Bears in 1952. You know what he did? Rookie of the Year, set the home run record, All-Star, being named an All-Star 21 times and setting the all-time home run record. Hank Aaron, very famous Wisconsinite. Ulysse Payne is another noteworthy black representative from our state. Achievements in sports and business worlds, was a member of the Marquette University's 1977 NCAA basketball championship team, earned a law degree from the university, went on to be a managing partner in the Milwaukee law firm Foley & Lardner before becoming president of trade advisory firm Addison Clifton. He's probably best known for as the Jackie Robinson of the front office. In 2002, he became the first black president of a Major League Baseball franchise when he was chosen to lead the Milwaukee Brewers. And the most recent one, number five on Volume 1's list, was Gwen Moore, and you should know that name. Born in Racine, raised in Milwaukee, graduated from Marquette while a single mother on welfare. She did all of that while facing challenges with welfare, no money, had kids to raise, and found it within her to overcome so many of those challenges to get a law degree from Marquette University. Her perseverance helped her become Vista's Nationwide Volunteer of the Decade. She was named with that recognition. She was elected to the State Assembly in 1989 and the State Senate in 1992, becoming the first black woman to serve in that chamber. In 2004, Moore became the first African-American and only the second woman elected to represent Wisconsin in Congress. She's now serving her ninth term representing Milwaukee Area District. So those are the five trailblazers, five black Wisconsinites whose names you should know according to Volume 1 out of Eau Claire. Really glad to bring that to your attention and highlight some amazing Wisconsinites over history here during Black History Month. Thanks, Volume 1, for that resource. Appreciate it. There's a lot we have to learn and grow with and from. One thing I want to say is I put a personal post out. My name is Jason Hafeman. About some common phrases that are in our language. And what I want to tell you is research some of those common phrases that we use. Learn the history of them. And see if you think it's a good idea to keep using those phrases. You might find out that some of the things we say commonly are not great things to continue to say. Be back on the other side of the break for more Let's Get Local.